Matt Dunn is our last guest this morning. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. Coming to town again with a live chance we concur in the Tab Highway.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. I think he's got probably the right form he fits the right mould probably to other horses that we've won these highways with, and he's travelled down well, got down there early Thursday morning, and he's in good shape.
Okay, he's relatively lightly raced. Obviously, you think he's got some upside, Matt?
Yeah, we do, and he's always been a little bit fragile. Doesn't hold huge amounts of weight. That's why we looked after him a little bit. Yeah, I think he quickens too well not to develop into a really nice horse. He won last start probably against the bias and had to change course a couple of times in the straight. He was still far too good. But that was probably the level that these horses need to be winning at to compete well at highway level. I think he's probably drawn the right gate and he's got enough early speed to take advantage of it and put himself in the right spot.
Yeah, that was my next question. He just got back a little at his past too, but he has shown that little bit of speed in the past.
Yeah, he has. At the Gold Coast, he starts to go, but he missed the start, and as a result, got all the way back and had to circle them. And the other day, he wasn't that far away. I think he can put himself in the first five in this, I think. Just sometimes these highways are run at a bit quicker tempo than what they look like they will be, but regardless of that, I think he'll probably be fifth, sixth, somewhere maybe one pair back.
Hmm. All in all, you're happy with him, and he's travelled well.
Yeah, he's in good shape. Yeah, he really is. He's jumped straight into his feet when he arrived in Sydney, and he's in a good spot.
A couple of runners at the coast. Rock Navarre, any hope in race four?
I'd like to draw a gate with it one day. That would be some sort of start. But I suppose the heavy track probably sort of negates that a little bit. So, you know, she's coming back from, obviously, the Oaks trip and tossed around the idea of maybe trialling her and going straight into the Roses and then into the Oaks up here. But she did so well. She's a tough little cookie. She just can't hurt her. And I suppose the upside to her drawing bad gates when she was in Sydney was all her runs ended up fairly soft runs. She's having to go all the way back and just rushing over 400 each time, and that's probably part of the reason why she's come through so well. But she, as I said, just did too well, and we decided to give her one more. Hopefully, when the Oaks comes around, we'll draw an inside gate and we can maybe ride her a little bit properly. But, you know, she's good, and she proved that she can handle soft ground, and, you know, she'll probably get the right part of the track in the straight. And if she's good enough to get past them, she will.
Mm. And you've got Sovereign Nation and Zamex in race six.
Yeah, Zamex likes wet tracks, and that probably brings him into the race a little bit. He's obviously jumping in grade to what he's been racing in of late. He's some sort of chance he'll get back a long way, and as long as there's some run on, he'll be okay. And Sovereign Nation, untested on heavy ground, which I think when you spend most of your racing career in Melbourne and haven't been on heavy track, that was probably by design. I think he ran badly in the Derby on a soft track or something, so they avoided wet tracks after that. But it's a test for him, and he should be going around. We've got a little bit of a few different ideas with him, where he might go through the winter. And I think today he probably needs to race, but it's a little bit different to have a horse of his age that's never been on every track, so it's a good test for him.
Good luck today.
Right on, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck today. Thanks, mate.